This is Ozarks at Large. Last night, I Love Lucy Live on Stage opened at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Shows will continue through Sunday. Bill Mendieta is taking on the role of Ricky Ricardo in the show, which he says is a love letter to I Love Lucy and classic television. This morning, the San Francisco native stopped by Studio 123 to discuss the show. During our conversation, I asked if Bill grew up in an artistic family.
My family, I have a big family. Six brothers and sisters growing up, all were involved in the arts. My parents are very musical. My mother used to teach accordion when she met my dad, and my dad taught himself every musical instrument, played in bands and all that. Really loved it, and they danced all the time. And let's see, I have an older sister that's a harpist. She does albums out and performs all around the country. And I have a brother that's a visual artist and a very good chef. That's very artistic. And another brother who taught himself classical piano, and he was an Arthur Murray dance teacher. He did flamenco and physical training. He does it all. He's a very good mechanic as well.
So,
and a locksmith. And then I had a sister that was a ballet dancer and a flamenco dancer, and another sister that was in the conservatory of music for opera, and she sings musical theater and stuff. Now she has kids, but yeah, and a foster brother that played lead guitar in a band and.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was very, very supportive, and there was always something to do, so it was never a dull moment.
Well, it sounds like it runs in the family.
Yeah.
Never a dull moment, for sure, and it doesn't seem like there's really been a dull moment in your career. And a couple of years ago, you actually originated this role of Ricky Ricardo. What is it like to originate a role? I mean, how have things changed?
That's an interesting question. Well, and this role, obviously, Desi Arnaz originated the role in the series, and what we're taking here is a, we're doing a live representation of those scripts, actual scripts from the I Love Lucy show that we were able to license from CBS, and to put it in a theater format where the audience gets to travel back in time and they get to be that studio audience of the 1950s. It was a lot of fun because coming from the beginning, it changed. It was originally going to be a proof of concept, and when I auditioned for it, it was supposed to be 3 weeks of rehearsal, and we'll video it in front of a live audience, and then they could use that as a promo to see if this would be a product that would work. Ended up building to be more, and so we had developed that show in Los Angeles and put it up and to see if audiences would come, and right away it was sold out. Right away, and they had thousands on a waiting list in our little theater in Los Angeles, and it was really amazing to see the response that so many people would come across the country, a couple from England and some from Canada, came to see this show. And being able to develop that with the director and with the cast and with the producers and one of our writers, Kim Flagg, and Rick Sparks, our director, collaborated on some of the material that's new, that's not of the I Love Lucy scripts, mm-hmm. written by Jess Oppenheimer and Bob Carroll Jr. and Madeline Pugh. So all this together for this concept of bringing the audience back in time to have an experience of what it might have been like to be there to watch this iconic show at the time, which was very groundbreaking. It was the first show that was done in front of a live audience with that three-camera shoot that they use in sitcoms today. So back to your question, what's it like developing this show? It was an honor and a great respect for the creators of the show and the creators of these roles as we tried to do justice to what's being expected of us in putting this up. We knew we'd be under the microscope. So, and we knew that, you know, we're not, I'm not Desi Arnaz. I'm not, Serena Irwin's not Lucille Ball, and all the characters, all the original actors were just so perfect for those roles. So our job was to hit those expectations and yet still be true with ourselves as actors. So now it is Bill Mendieta doing Ricky Ricardo and Serena Irwin doing Lucy Ricardo and so on. And developing that, it's fun. And then we had three iterations. We did it in Chicago and with with some different cast changes from wonderful local actors from Chicago. And then in the national tour, we took some of our actors from Chicago, some of our actors from L.A., and we brought in some new people. And it creates a whole new feel to the show. and they're all wonderful performers as well and wonderful people. So we, it's an interesting energy because when we do it again, there's other developments and other things that we find, oh, well, this works. This might work better than what we did way back in L.A. Mm-hmm. And there's some things that were so wonderful to see the effect in L.A. in a small theater. We see it in a bigger theater in Chicago, and here we see it on tour with multiple thousands and thousands of people in the audience, and it's exciting. It's exciting to see it.
Well, playing an iconic character like Ricky Ricardo, do you find that it's more helpful because you have all this tape to look at because, you know, there's this person you have to be this way because this is what people remember? Or is it daunting because this is the way people remember this person and you are a little concerned of, you know, about putting your own spin on things because this character is this character?
Right, right. Good question. A little bit of both, actually. Mm-hmm. It is, you see what's been done and you see what's there and you see what works and you attempt to hit those things that people expect. And then at some point I had to, you know, either stop watching the episodes and let this live within me as we're developing it, and we see what moments happen for real here on stage between me and the other actors, and we create something new. Oh, this is another funny bit that we can do that wasn't in the show, but let's see if that's possible and see if the audience reacts. And that's our test, is the audience, the ultimate test, if they laugh or not, or if they're enjoying themselves or not. So it is an interesting thing. I'd approach it to, okay, this has an accent, I have to do that. It's from Cuba, so you have to be very specific with that type of accent. And even when I speak Spanish, that type of Spanish, or sing it too. And so I don't sound too much like a gringo. You know, that's part of the challenge. And then to hit those things very well and do my work on the character, okay, where's the mindset coming from? Coming from Cuba, coming to America, wants the American dream, has a beautiful American wife, but she wants to get in the act. So you have that constant dynamic and conflict with them. And growing up in the 30s and 40s to the late 20s to the 50s to where his age is then at that time. What is that mentality? What was going on in the world then? So I did all my research and had fun enjoying and doing that research, and then getting into part of, well, why does he want to be a band leader? Why does he want to be a singer, an entertainer? And then going into that feeling of when I'm on stage. And it's the same feeling as a performer when I'm on stage in front of the audience with the band behind me singing some of these songs. It's one of the funnest things in the world. And he said, yes, this is it. This is that high that brings people back to perform again and again and again. So getting in touch with those aspects as opposed to putting a carbon copy on what was on what Desi Arnaz did or on Desi Arnaz, that became the focus for me to have and the room for me to be how Bill Mendieta operates in the moment-to-moment of Ricky Ricardo. And then I looked at, you know, if you look at a lot of the great performances in films, like Anthony Hopkins doing Nixon, doing Alfred Hitchcock, you know, Robert Downey Jr. doing Chaplin, and some of these people that have to play well-known characters. And they really, and they when they do it successfully, I mean, Kate Blanchett, when she did in Aviator, she did Kate Hepburn. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, wow, that's a daunting task. But how do you do that and make that authentic so people can let that go once they come into the audience? And we hope they do that. We provide that for them. When they come in, sure, everybody's like, what are they going to do with I Love Lucy? That's my favorite show. What are they going to do with that? And they come on in and they see us and we kind of feel them kind of jumping on the ride and saying, okay, we're in good hands, let's go on this ride and see what happens. And then they give in, and that's the beauty of theater. You get to suspend your disbelief and ride on that journey.
Well, you mentioned the audience. They're very much a part of the show. How is it for you as an actor to kind of break that fourth wall?
Oh, it's fun. I love it because it's and there's times that we don't, and there's times that we do, and those are very, very specific. But there's an awareness of the audience, too, an awareness of the laughters and allowing the proper room for those. And the audience is an important character to every theatrical production. it gets to be more here because they're actually encouraged and treated like a studio audience. So great, you can stomp your feet, you can laugh, you can do all this stuff. We'll have an applause sign to give you some cues if you want. So come participate. And sometimes many of the audiences who remember the commercials of the day or the show, they would sing along with the jingles, and you hear, wow, this is kind of cool. This is, everyone's getting into it. They're coming along with us on the ride, or they're applauding when the band is coming out and doing their things. It's a joy. It's a kick.
That was Bill Mendieta, who portrays Ricky Ricardo in I Love Lucy on stage, which will continue its run at the Walton Arts Center through Sunday. He stopped by KUAF this morning. More information about the show is available at waltonartscenter.org.